You're listening to All the Backlist, a weekly show about books that are not new. I'm your host, Patricia Elsie Tuttle, and I'm here to share what a girl wants, what a girl reads. This is episode 114, and today I'm going to talk about a couple great titles that I'm super excited about. But first, today's episode of All the Backlist is sponsored by the Best American Short Stories 2019 audiobook. I personally find this very exciting because I rekindled my love of audiobooks this year. It's been many years since a Best American Short Stories collection has been available on audiobook. Guest editor Anthony Doerr is the Pulitzer Prize-winning author of the bestseller All the Light We Cannot See, which was a number one New York Times bestseller and remained on the hardcover fiction bestseller list for more than 2.5 years. Doerr and the series editor Heidi Pittler winnow down 20 stories out of thousands that represent the best examples of the form published in the previous year. This year's best stories are a diverse, addictive group exploring everything from America's rich rural culture to its online teen culture to the fragile nature of the therapist-client relationship. This astonishing collection brings together the realistic and dystopic, humor and terror. The 20 stories in the collection are read by a diverse cast of 20 different narrators, reading stories by Nana Kwame Ajay Brenya, Jamel Brinkley, Jeffrey Eugenides, Ursula K. Le Guin, Manuel Munoz, Sigrid Nunez, Saeed Serafizadeh, Jim Shepard, Wyke Wang, and others. Again, today's sponsor is the Best American Short Stories 2019 audiobook. Hi, everyone. Happy October. I know that October started a few days ago, but this is my first show of the month, and I'm still just very excited that it's October. For today's theme, I was thinking about how I read, and I generally have two books going at once. I usually have one audiobook and one book and like analog book. I don't know. It's funny how we say like a word two times to like say the thingness of the thing, like they went on a date, but not, it wasn't a date. But anyway, so one audiobook, one book. And normally they are very different from each other. I rarely read the same genre in both at the same time. So sometimes there's one that's just for pure enjoyment, and then the other one is to actually learn something, or one that's light and fluffy, and then another, like the other one, might be emotionally hard to read. One fiction, one nonfiction, one humor, one serious. You get the picture. So I was thinking about that when I chose the books for today, how I want to talk about like one book that will be, it will require some labor for you, to read, but it's really, really good. And it's a really useful, very important book. And then the other read is light and fluffy and fun. So for the first book, we're going to start with the hard book first. I chose So You Want to Talk About Race by Ijeoma Oluo, which just came out on paperback last week. So I chose this book because it is my go-to resource when anyone who identifies as an ally wants to learn more about race. They ask, you know, where can I go? And I always point to this book. I actually have made it required reading for the people closest to me who want to talk about race with me. So that includes my wife, that includes some of my closest friends, and some of my family members. I refuse to engage in these conversations until they're starting with some baseline of knowledge. And Ijeoma Oluo really does the labor for so many of us and lays things out in a way that is helpful and easy to understand. She also has a really supportive tone in this book. I know some books, like, well, she talks about tone policing, actually. So the tone of this book is super supportive, and she recognizes that when talking about race, we're going to mess up our first time. We may mess up our first 20 times, and we may never be the most eloquent, but it's important to try. And she holds the reader's hands a lot during this book, and it's a blend of personal illustrative stories and practical advice formatted in a super helpful way. So the chapters are both educational and prescriptive by common questions that usually spark a conversation around race. For example, what is intersectionality and why do I need it? Or is police brutality about race? And how can I talk about affirmative action? Or why can't I say the N-word? Or what is cultural appropriation? There's also, what is the model minority myth? And then my personal favorite, why can't I touch your hair? and like I said, I return to this book over and over. I've already read it multiple times. And it really helps build my bravery with these conversations. And I've also bought at least half a dozen as gifts. So You Want to Talk About Race is a great book. Highly, highly recommend not only that you read it, but you give it to others to read. So for the fun book, I chose The Unstoppable Wasp, G-I-R-L Power by Jeremy Whitley and Elsa Charretier. So this comic book trade collects issues 1 through 8 of The Unstoppable Wasp. The wasp in this book isn't the same wasp that is in the Ant-Man movies in the MCU. Like, that is Hope. The wasp in this book is Nadia, who is still Hank Pym, the original Ant-Man. Nadia is still Hank Pym's daughter. She's a teenager. And Nadia was Hank Pym's daughter from his first wife, Maria. And so Maria, I guess, was caught and Maria was pregnant. And she had Nadia a few days before she was perhaps executed. And so Nadia was taken to the Red Room in Russia, which, if you know anything about Black Widow, that's where Black Widow learned her skills as an assassin, and Nadia was trained in the Red Room, and Nadia showed a natural proclivity for hard sciences, so engineering and biology and physics, and so they put her in a separate part of the Red Room, if it were. The Red Closet? No. A separate part of the Red Room called the Science Class, and she concentrated on science, and she was obsessed with her father's work in Pym particles, which, if you're not familiar, Pym particles are what help Ant-Man to shrink, and they do a bunch of other things. So Nadia reverse engineered her father's work, and she was able to escape, and she came to the U.S. looking for her father, but Hank Pym was no longer alive, and so she meets a bunch of Marvel heroes like Miss Marvel and Mockingbird and Daredevil and Jarvis, and yes, I'm counting Jarvis as a hero, and they all help her get acclimated and get U.S. citizenship. And then Mockingbird tells Nadia about S.H.I.E.L.D.'s list of the smartest people and how it's super sketchy that so few women are on the list. So Nadia decides to find the girl geniuses in the city and band together to form G-I-R-L, which spells girl, which stands for Genius in Action Research Labs. And so she gets together this super diverse group of really, really smart girls. And yes, Moon Girl does make an appearance. And the girls in this group are such wonderful characters, and you just absolutely love them all. And they're smart and sassy and funny and awkward and just wonderful. And then Mother, who is the matron of the Red Room, wants Nadia back. And so then she sends Nadia's best friend from the Red Room to retrieve her. And that's where the real action starts. So this book is so much fun. I really, really love it. Again, this is something I have read more than once. It's great for middle grade and YA, but I am an adult and I also love it. So highly recommend The Unstoppable Wasp. That's it for me this week, book lovers. Thank you to our sponsor, The Best American Short Stories 2019 audiobook, guest edited by Anthony Doerr, series edited by Heidi Pittler. You can find the list of the books I mentioned today in the show notes by visiting bookriot.com/allthebooks. If you're a fan of All the Books and you want to show us some love, you can leave a rating or review on Apple Podcasts. It helps other book lovers find us. If you want to talk about books or nerdy stuff or check in on my shenanigans, you can find me on Twitter, Litzy, and Instagram at The Infophile, as in the lover of information. Liberty will be here next week to share more of her backlist picks, and I'll be back in 2 weeks to share more of mine. Have a great weekend, drink some water, and happy reading.